This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 9th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. In another act of unspeakable cruelty, Islamic State militants burned 19 Yazidi girls to death in Mosul, Iraq earlier this week for refusing their sexual advances. 3,500 Yazidi women remain in captivity, according to the United Nations. Psalm 5:6 says, "You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man." And now, reports of 4 dead and 5 wounded from a terrorist shooting yesterday in Tel Aviv, Israel. The police believe the attack was targeting Israelis. 2 terrorists have been detained. Palestinian attacks over 8 months have left 28 Israelis and 2 Americans dead. The UCLA professor shot and killed last week was a Christian father of 2 young children. World Magazine reports that Bill Klug was a graduate of Westmont College and taught mechanical engineering. Before he died, Klug testified that, quote, "Knowing there is a God responsible for the world makes a big difference in my motivation to understand it better," unquote. Evangelicals are hoping for 1 million attendees at the Together 2016 rally this July at the Washington Mall in D.C. And they're excited that the Roman Catholic Pope has agreed to join by video to, quote, "empower the church in America," unquote, and to awaken the culture to Jesus. Pope Francis will join with Hillsong, Francis Chan, Ravi Zacharias, Josh McDowell, Jeremy Camp, Michael W. Smith, and the Casting Crowns Band at the event. The transgender bathroom brouhaha is now heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. A Gloucester County, Virginia girl wants to use the boys' restroom at her local high school, and the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the girl and against the school district for violating Title IX. The county is appealing to the Supreme Court, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Most of the 170-plus Christian colleges in America receive federal funding and are impacted by the same Title IX requirements. In a vote of 116-36, the Massachusetts House of Representatives passed a bill that would open public bathrooms to accommodate those who choose their own gender identity. The law would impact private businesses such as restaurants, movie theaters, bars, hotels, and other places of public accommodation. Revelation 17 says, "They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with Him are called and chosen and faithful." As she clinched the Democratic nomination for president by pledged delegate count this week, Hillary Clinton is capitalizing on a first-time achievement in the history of American politics.
"Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. First time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee."
Clinton emphasized recently at the Copenhagen Women Deliver Conference that abortion rights and gender equality must be core priorities in national and international politics. Also on Tuesday, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump took home all 5 of the remaining primaries, New Jersey, South Dakota, Montana, New Mexico, and California. Thus far, Trump has received over 13 million votes in the elections, more than any other candidate in Republican history, according to the Gateway Pundit. In an interview yesterday, Mr. Trump said, "He's narrowed down his vice presidential pick to 4 or 5 people. He's holding off his announcement, though, until the Republican convention in July." Pro-life candidate George Holding defeated Renee Elmers in North Carolina's 2nd congressional district primary, a victory for conservatives. Renee Elmers, the defeated incumbent, nearly stopped a pro-life bill that would have banned abortion after 20 weeks back in 2015. Flood levels rose outside of Houston, Texas recently, but so did Christian charity. While thousands of homes have been evacuated and the Texas governor declared 31 counties disaster areas, a faith-based group called Mercy Chefs has stepped in to bring physical and spiritual help to the many people in crisis. Gary LeBlanc, founder of Mercy Chefs, explains how they are helping the victims of the flooding.
We provide high-quality, chef-prepared, handcrafted meals. We aren't counting a peanut butter sandwich and a hot bottle of water as a meal just to run our meal counts up. We work really hard at providing the highest quality food in the field that's possible.
Isaiah 58:10 reminds us, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, June 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.